Hey, Michael, how are you doing today, man?
Hey, who's this?
This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our scheduled callback.
Oh, the marketing company?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're still not ready for that. We're just waiting for a couple more jobs to come in to make sure that we're good on that front.
Okay, just like for that first $4.99 is what you're trying to get together?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Because our
And like
website's still not done, and we were going through the web designs you sent over, and they're not really. I don't want to be rude. I didn't really like your website too much.
Oh, you didn't like the website? So, well, those were just sample sites. I mean, it's not like yours. You're going to look exactly like that.
Do you guys have any higher end looking websites?
Within just the samples, I mean, those are just going to be samples. I mean, what specifically didn't you like about them? I mean, I could maybe.
Design functionality, whole nine yards.
Gotcha. You just like just the design. I see yours is pretty animated currently. I mean, yours doesn't look bad as is. And like I said, we could always just use this one, promote it, put things in the back end that are going to do the same thing for you marketing, because that's really what drives the traffic, not so much what's on the page itself. You have everything that you actually need on the front end. It's just the back end coding is really where we do our meat and potatoes at and really get you that exposure. But I will say you do have a pretty good looking website already.
I appreciate that. It's like it's mid-tier. So it's like insane standards when it comes to web design. Unrealistic standards, honestly.
Yeah, because you honestly have a lot better website than I've seen a lot of people have. I mean, you have like animations on your buttons, you have like functionality and hovers. I mean, this isn't like a site someone spent a little bit of time with. It looks like you definitely took your time with it.
It's like a week and a half, 2 weeks. But it was, and again, that's like a mid-tier website, in my opinion. But I appreciate the
Yeah,
summary.
yeah,
So
I
what is
mean,
it?
I'm
You
just
said
being honest.
$4.99 in the
Yeah, it's
for
just
what?
$4.99 to get everything started. We get that verification process started. We also put out some initial advertisements on Facebook for you, so you aren't just waiting around for the verification process to be done. You're gonna actually get some jobs just within that time. And then, of course, we take care of all the other directories and other platforms that you might need to be on as well. And then once we get everything verified, as soon as we do, then we go ahead and get the budget made out for the leads, and you'll immediately start getting calls generally within the first day.
All right. That's the worst idea. With Google Ads, for reviews, I forgot how that worked because I remember e-commerce, we used to just spam reviews. You can't really do that with Google.
Yeah, we integrate something into this. It reaches out to your clients like in a non-invasive way, just giving them the easiest route to leave you reviews, like not only on Google, but gives them an easy link like to Yelp and things like that, like places that actually matter to leave a review. That way they can simply just immediately be directed to there, leave a review real quick. We make it as simple as possible for them. And we even go as far if you'd like us to reply to these reviews for you.
Let me talk to Danny. So that $500, that covers the website, the SEO, and the ad spend for the first month.
The ad spend doesn't come in until a month later once we actually get you verified. To look right back at where we were, I'm just want to give you that accurate quotation. Yeah, so it'd be an ad spend thereafter of $9.39. That'd be like your budget, but that's going directly to your leads. And if you recall, you don't just get charged for every single lead that comes through. Only qualified ones that actually end up in a booked face-to-face appointment are the only times you're actually getting charged for lead. Everything outside of that, if it's like an informational call or if it's one that isn't even like within your area or maybe not the service that you want to offer, you don't get charged for it. And as well as this lead is coming directly to you. So you, at the end of the day, you have full discretion if you actually want to take it on or not. And if you don't, it just doesn't get charged to you. So really, you're only getting charged from that budget for qualified meat that you take.
Yeah. It's so different from e-commerce.
Yeah, I mean, definitely so. In just the sense that this is service-based, as you all know, it's going to be a little bit different how things come in on that end.
Honestly, I really want to get this website done. So, I want to know if your guys are able to do this, if they could finish. Obviously, the SEO and the wording needs to be done. But, just optimizing the click funnel for, people to scroll through and book appointments with us and contact us.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last thing that really needs to be done.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just looking to get it optimized so it directs them directly to that booking, essentially, that's something we already do with all of our clients. If they're not going to call you directly, we definitely want them to just essentially be able to book as soon as possible and direct them in that route. So if you wanted to just be funneled in that sense, that's no problem for us. We do that with a lot of people.
Right,
I mean, there's a button you can attach to a lot of these listings, like on Google, that do the same thing, that if it says, hey, book an appointment, it'll click automatically from that platform onto your website to book directly.
Oh, yeah, I know. Here, I could send it. Can I text this number that you called me?
Yeah. Yeah, let me text you the direct line real quick. Or if you want to take it down, I could give it to you, too, over the phone. It's just 877.
Oh, yeah, you just text me. I'll respond to the text.
Yeah, I'm sending you over it right now.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll send you an example of what I'm talking about. I don't know if you guys could do this.
I just sent to you from the number. You can just text it back. You don't have to put in my extension or anything.
All right, cool. That's awesome. It'd be cool to have a personal line, too, until we figure this out. So to even get started making money, it's going to take a month. So it's $500 up front and then $1,200 after that.
I mean, not necessarily. Within that first month, since we're putting out about 400 individual ads on Facebook, and I know you have experience with that, they do.
Oh, you are putting out. So you were putting out ads on the first month with the 500.
Yeah, specifically just on Facebook, not on any of the other platforms. We're optimizing the other platforms, but definitely the things that's going to bring you jobs in and is going to get you calls within that first month is going to be Facebook, just because of how fast we can get them up and how well you can program to show up to people who are in the relevant area looking for those jobs.
Yeah. Well, Facebook's the best next to Google anyway.
Yeah, I'll honestly agree with that. For the price that you can get in at and then just how well that platform's crafted to target advertise, it's really good. It's right next to Google. I agree with you on that.
All right, cool. I'll send you over the website, and if you think your guys could do that, I guess we get started immediately.
Okay, so if we could do the website for you, send me over the sample of it. Actually, if you could send it over now, I'll reach out to our developers right now, and I'm going to pick their brain about it, because I'd love to talk with them on that end and talk shop, because I'd like to see if they could do something like that, especially. And then I'll be just straightforward with you if it's something otherwise. If it's not something we could hit the mark on, I'll just be straightforward with you and let you know.
Yeah, huh. I just sent it to you. When you click on schedule online, it goes through a little funnel. But I want the funnel to look a lot nicer, honestly. I don't think theirs looks that nice. Something more minimalistic and extremely simple to use. I don't want people to be able to be bottlenecked into the funnel, so they could always click to the next screen to schedule an appointment or a phone call anyway.
Okay, so you want it like going directly to this, or would you want the page itself a little bit better, huh?
I want it to go directly to that when you press schedule online, but I want the actual click funnel that it goes to look a lot better, a lot cleaner, because that looks very sloppy.
You don't like this current thing, so I just opened it up. I was going to ask you, what would you like to improve specifically on it? What do you think sloppy about it?
It doesn't look very even. I know there's seven different things. But you see how I can't press continue after not clicking anything? I don't want people to ever be bottlenecked. So I want it to always be able to continue.
Oh, and even without them selecting something? Because it makes them select, like, one of the options, and then it'll, like, automatically continue unless you want to go back, and then you have that continue.
Yeah, I want them to be able to not pick any options and press continue.
Okay.
No matter what, they're able to schedule a call.
Okay.
I don't want to lose a sale because someone's technologically retarded or their phone's just glitching out. They don't have enough
right.
service.
So, how about for like the front end, like the actual, presentation of it? Do you like the animations and everything of it? Does that look up to par for you?
For my website, yeah, I like everything
okay.
how it is, except the pictures. We obviously need to add our portfolio and whatnot.
Right.
All of the actual information, it's just a skeleton right now. Everything needs to be updated. But if your guys can make the design better, I'd never say no, but.
Yeah, I was just making sure because it looks pretty good. I mean, I think we had hit the mark on that. It's just, like you said, the functionality, wanting to be able to have people just to click through all the way to schedule and confirm. I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, and all the words, et cetera. The schedule and the call button, just like the T-Webster, it's very in your face always, the schedule and call. Like
mm-hmm.
as you scroll down, that button's just there and big. I like that too. Just simple things like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I definitely see. I'm going to see, yeah, definitely. I'm going to reach out to them here in a second to see if we can match this. And you at least want to, and otherwise the only thing you want to change essentially for the actual ClickFunnel is just to continue. You want to have them be able, but you do like the fact that you have all these other options if someone does want to take their time and submitting the scheduling.
Yeah, I like that. Unless you guys recommend otherwise, I don't know if adding this many options, honestly getting a call scheduled besides if possible is easier for the course deal.
That's my only thing I might suggest. I'll pick their brain on it because they know a great deal about just user experience. So I'll ask what their opinion is on it. It might be something that you might just want to do a submission form with. But with what you have, I think it's pretty accommodating. We just maybe need to add functionality of just letting them go all the way through and continue. So I'll ask them.
But also making it look prettier because I think that just looks really ugly. The company they use for their ClickFunnel.
Gotcha. Okay, well, yeah I'll pick their brain.
A good example of the ClickFunnel.
Yeah, I'll pick their brain and see about it and see what we could do with that if we could do anything better.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, no problem. I'll reach out to you. I'll let you know what they say, Michael, and we'll go from there, all right?
All right, sounds good, brother.
Thank you, Michael. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.